The Yemeni forces have fired a ballistic missile on Saudi-backed militants in response to their months-long invasion of the country. Ansarullah fighters and allied army units targeted a military base of foreign forces in the Yemeni city of Ma'arib. Several militants have reportedly been killed in the attack. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia's deadly air campaign has compelled medical charity Doctors Without Borders to close its only facility in the Razeh district of Sa'dah province. Riyadh has been pounding various parts of Yemen since last March. The attacks have claimed the lives of more than 8,400 people, mostly civilians. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Edward Corrigan, who is an international human rights lawyer, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Ontario. Mr. Corrigan, thanks very much for joining us, as always. How do you feel about the fact that we're now seeing this aggression, of course, in Yemen continuing, as well as, of course, the retaliation?
Well, it's been going on for, since last March of 2015. So it's basically been a year. As you noted, the bulk of the innocent or the people who've been killed are innocent civilians, women and children. And it's just an ongoing repetition of Saudi Arabia's attack on Yemen. The United Nations has expressed concern and condemned the Saudi attacks on civilian infrastructure. The European Union just passed a resolution calling for a halt to all arms sales to Saudi Arabia because of its attacks on civilians and infrastructure. And now we have, of course, the Doctors Without Borders having to close their hospital in the area, which is, again, hospitals have been targeted by the Saudis. Supposedly, the British are providing assistance to Saudi Arabia so they don't attack civilian targets or infrastructure, but of course the evidence is that there's a massive attack on Yemen's infrastructure and targets, hospitals, mosques, markets, all sorts of things. So this is really sort of a form of collective punishment on Yemen. But you know, the real question is, like, why is Saudi Arabia attacking Yemen? There was no threat from Yemen to Saudi Arabia. I think that the Saudis are afraid that they're going to lose control of their own regime. They have succession problems. They also are trying to portray themselves as the champions of the Sunnis against the Shias. That's part of the reason why they're attacking Yemen. They also have punished Lebanon by cutting off their $3 billion, aid to Lebanon, to punish Lebanon because they're either at least tolerating or even supporting Hezbollah, which again is the only organization that's actually effectively stood up to Israel and is of course providing excellent military assistance to the Syrian government, aided by the Russian Air Force. So this is a political regime, and they're trying to create this Sunni-Shia conflict in order to buttress their own regime. And part of that is, of course, the attack on Yemen, the intervention and attacks on Syria, which they have funded hundreds of millions of dollars. But they're depleting the resources. They are having a lot of serious economic problems. And I think that other commentators have said that, you know, we're looking at where the United States should start preparing for the fall of the House of Saud. There was a recent report published by the Carnegie Foundation based upon a think tank that was affiliated with the Pentagon that called the Saudi royal family essentially a criminal mafia type organization that's exploiting the country for its own interests. But it was negative. An extremely negative report published by the establishment Carnegie Foundation, indicating that the United States should be preparing for Arabia without the House of Saud. So that's something that's not going to happen immediately, but I think that the telltale signs are there, and sometime at one point in the future, I think we may see a radical political change occurring in Arabia, with the Saudis having to flee the country. They're already sending a lot of their money in. They're buying up land in the United States. They're preparing, I think, for a potential exile.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But as always, Mr. Corrigan, we do, of course, appreciate your insight. That was Edward Corrigan, who was speaking to us live from Ontario.